I'm Jade, man. I feel really excited. It's going to be, I think, a really special show. It's like, I've been to Perth like a few times in the last couple of years, but never like done any of my music or anything. Or like, I think a lot of my friends don't even know I've been like working on this project and stuff. So it's going to be a special one to come like present, you know, everything I kind of learned in Perth and have been like showing over here on the East side, I guess. But I'm really, really excited for that.
Yeah, sick. So you have like Borloo musical roots, like, well, like making music or learning it over here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I moved there when I was about 10, so, and then moved to Sydney when I was like 18. So kind of like, yeah, I started playing drums over there and teaching myself piano and did music class and stuff all throughout high school over there. So I feel like that's kind of where I got my musical identity.
Yeah, big full circle tip coming back to play. Actually first found out about you like late last year when Marley Jose released Price Up. And saw that he's going to be supporting you for the gig. How'd you two think?
Dude, I know Marley from like maybe when we were 15. I actually saw him performing with Super, like back then Pound Ego, but now called Super Ego. He like went up to rap with them at like this in Leaderville at like this YMCA.
Oh, HQ. Like, yeah. The all ages joint.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. Like I was just there to like watch this other rap crew, which I can't remember the name of now. And this guy just comes up to me and he's like, yo, man, you should come outside and watch this band. And I was like, who is this guy? Like, what? No, I'm like here to see this other shit. But then I noticed for some reason I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just go check it out. And then it was Marley and he ended up like going up with them like halfway through the set too. And I was like, oh fuck, that was sick. Like, he just did like a freestyle kind of thing. So then since then we talked after and I was just like, oh, we just stayed in touch and been homies since.
Yeah. Sick. Have you two ever been on the same bill and like performed together? Like obviously recording's different, but like, have you played a live show together?
Yeah, we have. He was in Sydney, him and Oscar, like who produces for him and plays live with him. They were in Sydney like end of last year sometime. So we did a little pop-up thing at this bar in the city called Rico's. And it's like, he's not really opening for me. Like I kind of play with the set and with the band and then like him and Oscar will come join us for like 20, 30 minutes or something. And then like we're all in it together. And then, yeah, so we kind of did the same thing here in Sydney, like a little smaller venue, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good energy to play with those boys.
Sick. So lots of like flexibility is like that sort of like switching it up, something to expect at the gig this week as well.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be, we work really well together. So we'll be like flowing, you know, Marley would take the stage, do his thing, I'll come on and whatnot. Everyone's going to shine, I guess, at the same time, which is cool.
Yeah, nice. When you're like putting together a live set, is it like the same set with like little bits of improvisation throughout or like is it just like new joints like every single show? Like is this week's set going to be like completely different to like say the Phoenix Park one people might have seen online or like something they caught in Melbourne a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, for sure, man. I don't think we've ever played a single song like the same way once. It's like we might use the same chords or something to play a similar song, but the structure and what Jonty plays on the guitar or the beat that Josh comes up with. It's kind of like we play to the room each day and play to the city or the group of people that's there. Everything is kind of, yeah, it's literally improvised and just felt. We like to not practice. Sometimes we'll come meet each other at 9 p.m., you know, as soon as we like get on there and just see what happens. That's kind of been the best way for us to just keep it super organic and on the spot.
Yeah.
So nice, it's like keeps us on our toes too. Like, all right, what are we going to do this time? definitely be different from anything we've done so far.
Yeah. Did you folks spend like a lot of time playing together before like you reach this point where you can just be like, fuck it, we're going wild. Like we'll see where it goes. Or is it just something that like happens naturally? Like
it's something that's happened naturally. Hey, like from the first show we did, I remember it was like, Josh, who plays drums and keys, he wasn't with us. It's just Jonty and I on the first one. Josh joined in on the second one. But me and Jonty, like, were practicing stuff throughout the day. We had been, like, knew about this show was coming up in 3 weeks, and we're like, oh, let's practice, let's find some time, but it just never happened until the day. And then on the day, we were like trying to go through structures and stuff, but it was just like, bro, we're not gonna like learn these songs like in an hour or something, you know? So just like, fuck it, let's just see what happens. And like, it worked so perfectly. Like, from Jonty was just following me like each step of the way, and like I was following him. It's like we knew what we were doing each time, and then we just realized like, oh shit, that's like that's how it works best for us, you know? And even when Josh came in too, same thing. So yeah, I don't know. I think as well, I really wouldn't like to sit there and practice like a structure of a song and stuff. I think like that's what the recording's for. The recording's like the same each time, and it's gets that meaning across. But live, it's like fun to like create something on the moment, in the moment, you know.
So yeah. is recording and playing live like very separate things for you? Or is it still kind of like the same like vibe of feeling things out? It's just a lot more final with recording.
Yeah, I'd say so, exactly. Yeah, a lot more final with recording. It's a lot more things you can like polish up and go over, rewrite lyrics or something and tweak a bass, you know, sound for ages. But live, I think it's cool to see something that's just organic, like with all the mistakes even, or miss lyric or something. I think it's a cool experience to watch, I'm sure, for people to like see that, like see us figuring out something for 30 seconds, figuring out the chord, and then we get it and it's like, oh cool, now we lock into something. I'll definitely love to keep those, like that process separate. I guess the original, the start of like recording is like very similar to the live stuff, you know, just throwing things out there and whatnot. But yeah, as you said, you can kind of polish it over some time.
Yeah, you reach a point where you're like, you're getting into the nuts and bolts, and like there's no escaping that. I love that like improvisational like feel with the live shows, particularly with like, you know, all the videos I've seen on like social media of doing everything in the round. Is that like very open and almost exposed setup something you folks have like done on purpose so that people can like see what's happening and almost like engage in like a very like personal way?
Yeah, definitely. That was the original thought behind it. Like something that didn't want to be on a stage. I feel like the stage like separates you and it makes it seem like it's a performance. And it's like, all right, what if we were just on the floor, like in the middle amongst people? It's like, oh, you know, almost feels like you're just in someone's living room watching them like jam out. And I think the people who are watching feel like very a part of the performance. You know, they're right there, like sometimes like as close as arm reach, you know, to us. So it's like, everyone's like in this thing, which is like makes it feel super intimate.
Do you reckon like audience responses sometimes then like inform your own responses beyond just like, you know, people clapping or people being like, boo, this sucks? Like, do you ever pick up more nuanced things and be like, yo, that like hit that person a little bit? Maybe I'll roll with this very specific emotion I'm feeling from them at least.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like, that's what's cool about being so close. You can, like, see people's, you know, facial expressions or how their body's, like, reacting to something. And I've seen some people be in, like, some really, like, deep moments if we're playing, like, something, like, really somber and stuff. And it's like, okay, like, this is speaking to that person or whatever, in whatever way, like, let's stay here or something. And there's been times where I haven't been aware of that and I'm, like, the room's, like, really, like, somber and, like, down. And I'm, like, fuck it, let's rage now. And, like, like, you know, flip up the script completely, and then you just see people like, oh, stunned or something. I'm like, oh, okay, shit, I should have like stayed there a little bit. But yeah, you definitely feed off the people who are in the room. I think that's why each show is like very different, and we don't go in with a plan. It's like, all right, let's go like read what this crowd is like, you know, I don't know, wanting or what we're feeling like, even with these certain people in the room. So we always get him to sing and like, as well, like certain parts of songs, and that just feels awesome for me. It's like I've just got like 100-person choir right now, you know. I'm like, I don't care if you don't want to sing, you're going to sing this song, and I just let's sit back. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Sounds cool to hear like so many people sing your song.
Sick. Really looking forward to getting to like hop into the thick of it then. Who in like Australia or Sydney are like you taking a lot of inspiration from? Like, who you playing with, who you listening to, like what's good?
In Australia, I'd say Marley for sure. Like, as we talked before, he's like insane to me. I was like a lyricist and artist. That's a big inspiration. There's a singer and writer called Yasmina Siddiqui from Sydney, and she's like a neo soul kind of singer and plays with like a jazz band, and they do like a lot of improvisation, which is kind of like what I saw first to be like, oh, I want to like do some improv like that. They're awesome. I just heard of this band called, like, started listening to them called Manfredo Lament too, from Sydney, which is like some cool, I don't know, psychedelic improvisational jazz. Who else in Australia is mad? Yeah, those three. The Next, do you know The Next? I just saw them at the Opera House like last week. They're awesome too. Yeah, I'd say these guys.
Yeah. I'm sure the list could go on, but that is a...
Oh, and Hiatus Coyote.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The best of the best, like, ever.
Napalm is over here supporting Sampha, also as part of Perth Festival, which would be a wild night.
That's insane, dude. Napalm opening for Sampha. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's such a good night for whoever's going to be there.
Big month of music, not just for Perth Fest, but for yourself as well, playing this coming weekend down at the Rekabyte. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was a great chat. Appreciate you guys.